Good morning.
Well, why does the Big Ten need a 12th team?
Well, there are a lot of theories out there. I don't know that it needs a 12th team other than the math. It's difficult to match to have schedules for men's basketball and football that are unbalanced. And adding a 12th member would add a measure of uniformity to it. There are those who believe that adding a 12th team would allow the Big Ten to stage a championship football game, much like the SEC does, much like the Big East does, the Big 12. But the Commissioner Jim Delaney, Big Ten Commissioner Jim Delaney, says that's not on their to-do list.
And which school might that be?
Your guess is as good as mine, really. Could it be Missouri? Sure. Could it be Nebraska? Sure. Could it be Texas? All those schools have been thrown into the mix with Rutgers, with Pitt, with UConn, all those schools. And right now, I don't know that there is a huge dominating school out there other than Notre Dame. Notre Dame, to me, is still a major player in this.
Notre Dame turned the Big Ten down once before. Has anything changed since then?
A lot of things have changed. One thing primarily, the economy, the way business is done in major college sports. The Big Ten has something very, very unique that none of the other major conferences have, is how it shares its revenue. You can finish 0-20, and you're going to get the same cut as the team that finished 20-0. And right now, Notre Dame, its scholarships are tied to endowments. And endowments, those investments took a huge hit during the financial meltdown that we've had here the last couple of years.
Before we got started, you were expressing your doubt that expansion will happen.
We've heard from athletic directors. We've heard from coaches. We've heard from commissioners about how this whole thing might play out. But the people who are going to make the decisions are the chancellors and the presidents. And we've seen how stubborn they can be when it comes to a college football playoff, so to speak. There are a lot of people involved in this, a lot of different ideas, and getting everybody on the same page is going to be very, very difficult.
What could this all mean for the average ticket-buying fan?
There's a huge cash cow there that you would think would help athletic departments manage their budgets, perhaps not raise ticket prices. I know that might sound like a pipe dream to a lot of people, but there's no question that the Big Ten revenue enabled the University of Wisconsin to hold the line on ticket prices in football and men's basketball and men's hockey multiple years here recently because of the economic challenges that are facing a lot of the ticket holders. So there is precedent for that working, and that's why one of the big reasons why fans might want to embrace expansion.
Andy, thanks for being with us.
Not a problem. You have a good day.